Welcome to the United States Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, the Pentagon experiences a significant shakeup as the Department of Defense asks a key official involved in the diversity, equity, and inclusion overhaul to resign. Second, the Supreme Court is poised to make a major decision that could set limits on the power of district judges. Third, the United States has a single rare earths mine, but Chinese export limits are energizing a push for more. Finally, lawmakers in Alabama are moving to mandate the display of the Ten Commandments and ban pride flags in schools. Pentagon shakeup. The Department of Defense has announced that it asked John Oliott, the former top Pentagon spokesperson, to resign. This announcement comes amidst a broader staffing overhaul at the Pentagon, which has seen three senior aides to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth placed on administrative leave as part of an investigation into Defense Department leaks. Why this matters? Oliott was a central figure in the Trump administration's efforts to overhaul diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives within the Department of Defense. His resignation is significant, as it reflects ongoing tensions within the Pentagon over the handling of these initiatives. Oliott himself claims that he offered his resignation voluntarily, criticizing unnamed officials for what he described as sour grapes anonymous spin. The big picture, the resignation highlights the continuing impact of the Trump administration's policies on the current political landscape, particularly regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Oliott had been responsible for overseeing responses to public outcry over the removal and subsequent restoration of web pages related to historical figures like Jackie Robinson and the Navajo Code Talkers. Potential outcomes. This shakeup may lead to a reevaluation of the Defense Department's approach to diversity, equity, and inclusion, potentially impacting how these policies are implemented and perceived within the military. It also underscores the broader political challenges facing the Biden administration as it navigates legacy issues from the previous administration. In other news, Supreme Court poised to set limits on district judges' power. The Supreme Court is preparing to make a significant decision regarding the power of district judges to issue nationwide injunctions. This stems from a challenge by the Trump administration, which faced multiple injunctions blocking its policies, including an executive order ending birthright citizenship for children of illegal immigrants. The case, set for oral arguments on May 15th, will consolidate three separate federal cases and could have a major impact on how the executive branch enacts its agenda. Why this matters? Nationwide injunctions have become a contentious tool in political battles, often stalling executive actions across the entire country rather than just affecting the parties involved. The Trump administration argues that these injunctions have reached epidemic proportions, limiting its ability to govern effectively. The Supreme Court's decision could redefine the balance of power between the judiciary and the executive, potentially reshaping how policies are challenged and enforced. Potential outcomes. A ruling in favor of limiting nationwide injunctions would likely empower the executive branch, allowing it greater latitude in implementing policies without immediate nationwide judicial interference. Conversely, maintaining the status quo could affirm the judiciary's role as a check on executive power, preserving a mechanism for immediate relief against potentially overreaching actions by the federal government. This decision will have lasting implications for the separation of powers and the future of executive orders. Next up, rare earths mining push amid Chinese export limits. The United States is currently home to a single rare earths mine located in Mountain Pass, California. However, recent export limits imposed by China on these critical minerals have energized efforts to expand domestic mining operations. Rare earth elements are essential for a variety of high-tech applications, including electric vehicles, advanced fighter jets, and smartphones. Why this matters? China's dominant position in the rare earths market has long been a point of concern for the United States, especially given the strategic importance of these materials for defense and technology sectors. With China supplying nearly 90% of the world's rare earths and possessing the majority of processing capabilities, the recent export restrictions highlight the urgent need for the United States to reduce its dependency on Chinese imports. Potential outcomes. As the United States pushes to develop more rare earths mines, companies like MP Materials are expanding their processing capabilities. This effort is further supported by federal initiatives aimed at streamlining permit approvals and encouraging investments in new mining projects. If successful, these moves could bolster the domestic supply chain, reduce import reliance, and potentially stabilize prices for manufacturers relying on these critical minerals. However, the development of new mines is a lengthy process, and the United States may face short-term supply challenges if China's restrictions persist. Next up. Lawmakers in Alabama have approved a set of bills that mandate the display of the Ten Commandments in public schools and ban pride flags, aligning with a national conservative agenda that has sparked debates across state houses. The legislation, passed with overwhelming majorities in the Alabama House of Representatives, mandates that public schools display the Ten Commandments, bans drag shows, prohibits teachers from displaying pride flags, and allows chaplains to volunteer as school counselors. Why this matters? These bills are part of a broader conservative effort to regulate how schools address social issues, reflecting values that prioritize traditional religious symbols and limit discussions around LGBTQ+ topics. This aligns with similar legislative trends in other conservative states. Potential outcomes. While proponents argue that the bills reinforce foundational values, opponents, including religious leaders, warn that they could violate the First Amendment and create a hostile environment for religious and sexual minorities in schools. The legislation could face legal challenges, similar to previous cases where courts have blocked such mandates for religious displays. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.